Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Bez Hashem, we're going to learn page Resh Chav Vav Amud Beis, and there's Simon Shin Samach Dalid, Si'ifim Beis and Gimel. So let's see. Si'if Beis, says the Shulchan Aruch, Rosh Hashanah Rabbi Matzah, in the entire cell of Bedelosos, Vushan Nalos Belayla, that a Rosh Hashanah Rabbi can only become mutter with doors that get closed at night. V'yesham Rimafel Pishayin Nalos Alavot Sarach Shiruvios Sina'el. However, there are those that say that they don't have to actually close at night, they just need to be Ra'wi to close at night. Shemayim Mishukos Ba for Mufna Osan Mefana Osan Umasaklan Shiuru Uyosli Nael. That if they're somehow sunken into dirt where you're not able to even move the doors, so you have to clear that dirt out of the way, so that at least in theory you'd be able to close the doors. And once you close the doors of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so all the mavuos inside of it and all the chaser, it's all considered one big chaser, and you don't need a tikkun on the mavuos. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sivkatan, hey, Rosh Hashanah Matzma, the Hainu Ruchovus, Shvak Maruchovim, Sheshasayama, Mufalash, Mishal Shark, Dubsim Shimim, hey, Siv Zayin, that this refers back to the type of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim we spoke about in Sim Shimim, hey, Siv Zayin, where it's 16 almost wide, and it goes from one end of the city to the other. But we've also discussed other types of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in Si'ifim Ches and Tes over there. But the way to make a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim okay to carry in is Elabit Losos. Mikan and Mikan. You need walls, you need doors rather on both ends. Then it becomes a Chatzer that belongs to the Rabbim. But a Tzuras HaPesach alone will not help, even if you make a Tzuras HaPesach on both sides. V'yesh poskim desvira luhu desagi bedelos mitzad echad kishen nelos b'layla deinza Rosh Hashanah Rabbim kibisho manei rabbim milav v'mishar l'shar v'sagi mitzad esheni b'lech yokoro k'ma b'yalma hech shiyah shalosh mechitza shleimos. There are those that hold, however, that once you make a delos on one side, then on the other side, it just that you have turned it into a regular mavui, and therefore you can use a lechi or a kora on the other side. What's the idea of having the doors locked at night? Because then it takes away the status of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because it no longer is similar to the Digle Midbar, which was always open. But then v'yeshomrim, the Mechaber quoted a Yesh Omrim that they don't actually need to be closed at night, they just need to be doors that can close at night. From the fact that Mechaber quotes the first opinion as Stam and the second opinion as Yesh Omrim, Mashma Didaito Kedei HaRishona. So it sounds like he holds like the first opinion. From the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like the only way to make an Erev in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is by putting up doors. He said, what is going on nowadays where we do Tzuras HaPesach all over the place, even though you have these massive highways that go from one end to the other end? And the Derech HaMelech goes right through the city. That's a real Rosh Hashanah. So why are we relying on Tzuras HaPesach if you really need doors? So he says, it must be that we rely on the opinion that anything short of Shishim Ribo is not a real Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that you need 600,000 people there every day. But there are a lot of Rishonim that disagree with that. So I can't yell at people who are going to rely on an opinion that exists. There is an opinion that if you don't have Shishim Ribo, it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and a Tzuras HaPesach will suffice. But mikol makom kol bal nefesh yachmir la'atzmo shlo l'talt al yedei Tzuras HaPesach levad v'ayin ber halacha. That about nefesh should be machmir not to rely on the Tzuras HaPesach, and take a look in the Bir Halacha. Okay, Sif Gimel. Mavoi Akum Kamin Dalas. If you have a Mavoi that's L-shaped or Dalit-shaped, Dino Kilo Hayim Mefulish Ba'ak Mimus. We view it at the elbow as if it were wide open. V'tzarech Tzuras HaPesach Ba'ak Mimuso U'b'shnei Roshav L'kalech L'chi Okora. And therefore you need to make a Tzuras HaPesach at the elbow of that of that L, and then at the two ends you can make a lachi or a kara, or tzuris pesach b'kal lach mishnei rashav, lachi or kara bak mimus, or reverse it, make a tzuris pesach on the ends, and a lachi or kara at the elbow. V'masu k'min ches, and if it's made like a ches, where it's got you know, two bends in it, then tzuris pesach b'shneak mimusov, lachi or kara b'shnei rashav, then you need a tzuris pesach by both elbows, and a lachi or kara by both ends of the the ches-shaped mavoi. Says in Mishabura Akum Kmentalis, Vayapasuach Mishnei Rosh of Rosh Hashanah LeKarmelis, that, and we're assuming that both ends are opened up into Rosh Hashanah LeKarmelis, so Kilo Yim Mefulash, Achrei Shov Mitzadzel Tzadzel Rosh Hashanah. We view it as if it's Mefulash on both ends into Rosh Hashanah LeKarmelis. Bak Mimuso, so we said you should make a Tzuras HaPasach at the elbow, Da pilish umfulish lechavero, domakil umfulish rishasram lekarmelis asamakom. Because the fact that one opens up into the other, one end of it opens up into the other, is as if it opens up into rishasram or a karmelis. Valkein tzarich lasel shambak mimus tzuris hapesach kudmisayim. And therefore, you need to make a tzuris hapesach at the elbow. Valechi okora ba'akmimus. Or if you make a tzuris hapesach at the ends, then you make a lechi okora in the at the elbow. Vein lahakshos my griya zem ilu hayim umfulish mishay sada biyosher. Meaning one might ask, well, wait just a second. If it's L-shaped, why should that be any worse than if it's totally mefulish on both ends? When it's totally mefulish on both ends, you only need to do something on each end. You don't need to do something somewhere in the middle. So how come if it's L-shaped, you just bent it? So how come you have to do something in the middle as well? D'ye Shlomar, we can answer to keep the apilu shabemta near mishneat stadim. That since the fact that it's mufulish in the middle is evident from both sides. Sarach l'sasmel shelo yira lo mitzadze v'lo mitzadze. You need to close it up so that it's not evident from either side. V'ne b'mvush l'anish yesham din chaseres k'mvur lo b'sim shin samu gimel siv chav vav al kein das kam achronim daf mei makumos umfulashos mishneat stadim mushus ram ain sarach shum tikun. Meaning we've already said that all of our mavuos are really a chatzer, and therefore you don't need this extra tikkun at the elbow of it. If it's ches shaped, you need to make a tikkun at both elbows, because we view each bend as if it were opened up into the Rosh Hashanah or the Karmelis, because that's how you get to the Rosh Hashanah. And over here also, you could make tzuris haPesach by both elbows and lechi akora by both ends, or tzuris haPesach by both ends and a lechi akora by both elbows. So to review what we learned today, in Siv Beis, we said two opinions in Shulchan Aruch, whether Rosh Hashanah Rabbim needs to have doors that close at night or just doors that are able to close. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that it seems that we're machmir, that it needs to have doors that actually close. And the fact that we use Tzuris HaPesach and we don't rely on doors must be like the that we're assuming that it's not a real Rosh Hashanah because we don't have Shishim Ribo. But a Bal Nefesh should be machmir and assume that our Rosh Hashanah Rabbim are a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and that it's therefore a problem. And then in Sif Gimel we said that if you have a bent mavoi, so then you need a Tzuris HaPesach by the bend and Lechi Akora by each end, or vice versa. And that's regardless of whether it's one bend or two bends, meaning whether it's Dalet shaped or whether it is Ches shaped. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will finish up some Shin Samach Dalet by learning Si'ifim Dalet and Hey. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much for joining.